This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Two observations about the electric vehicle market here in the second half of 2022. Number one, it's getting real crowded. General Motors announced this week it's going to make an electric version of its Chevy Equinox SUV. And that gets us to number two. These cars ain't cheap. Chevy is trying to do something about that by pricing the Equinox at about $30,000. But the fact is that for a lot of, actually most, car buyers, right, EVs are still too steep, even with all the incentives. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that one.
Pretty much every major car company wants a piece of the electric vehicle pie. But the batteries that power EVs, while a lot cheaper than they used to be, remain stubbornly expensive compared to internal combustion engines, says Gartner analyst Mike Ramsey.
So if you try to replace an engine on a vehicle versus trying to replace a battery on a vehicle, the price difference would be dramatic, 2 to 3 times the cost.
Ramsey says that's because car makers have prioritized increasing how far electric vehicles can travel on a single charge.
So even though the energy density is getting better, we're using the improvements we've gotten to get longer range instead of lowering the cost.
This year's spike in gas prices has helped supercharge demand for EVs, even as supply chain problems have affected production. Jessica Caldwell at Edmunds says since EVs are still a relatively small slice of the market, companies could focus on more affluent consumers, but they're not.
I think a goal for automakers would be to target a lower price vehicle and able to bring newer buyers and more buyers.
And the tax incentive for purchasing EVs in the new Inflation Reduction Act may help with that, says MIT professor Jessica Trancic. She's studied price differentials for EVs and says the incentives will help because they set an income cap for people to qualify, among other things.
I think it's really important to structure them in such a way that the benefits are equitably distributed across the population.
Because while EVs cost more up front, she says they can be cheaper than traditional vehicles when you add in fuel and maintenance costs over time. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.